and say, please, God, continue to help me have strength. Give me a purpose. Give me an aim. Take my mind away from the growth and put it where it does belong, and that is in developing myself to go along the way that thou wants me to go. And when you do this, when you think of others with love and forget self, then you will overcome this that has taken up a very, very tragic part of your life. But it does not need to be tragic anymore. You are not going to be a hypocrite when you refuse to tell others of what your thoughts are and what your feelings are and what you are yourself. You do not have to divulge this information to anyone. And when you do not divulge this information, it does not make you a liar. It does not make you a hypocrite. It just gives you the right to be your own self within yourself. And you do not put the burden upon others by letting them judge you, because they have no right to judge. And so at the end here, you said to me, I feel there is no answer to any of these questions. And I also feel it is impossible for me to relate to anyone who is homosexual in regards to these questions. Well, to go back to that, where you feel there is no answer to it, I hope I have answered these. I hope I have cleared this up in your mind. And if I have not, play this tape again and again and again until it gets through the shell that you have built around you, the shell of guilt. You are not guilty of anything. You are a homosexual. But that is not guilt. With you, it is a karma. And with you, you can work it out. And you must make yourself a person who is respected and loved by others. And because you feel like no one could respect a homosexual, that means that you are judging everything about what the body does, and not what the mind and the mentality and the personality of the person. And so therefore you have to stop thinking of yourself as a homosexual and think of yourself as a human being. Somebody that is just as much loved by our God as anybody. You have not sinned. You have not done anything wrong. And since your thoughts are wanting to do different, and since your thoughts are that you wished that things were different, then you get busy and make them different with your thoughts. And it is in your thoughts only can you change anything. You do not have to go to another homosexual for understanding. Because if another homosexual does not realize these things that I have told you, these truths that I have told you, how can they help you? They can only build up your own doubts, your own uncertainty, and your own untruth that you have listened to all your lifetime. You have turned to somebody that can help you. Because Amro speaks the truth. And I'm also glad that I have been asked to help you, because I know that I am going to help you. I know these things that I have said to you will help. And you are going to get love, and you are going to get understanding. And you must learn to turn to a woman for her opinions and her ideas, and do not look down upon the woman as something that repels you. Let the mind of the female attract you as well as the mind of the male. And at this time, this is all that I have to say on the subject of the homosexual. Except I would like to end up by restating again that I think it is just as important to educate the heterosexual person as it is the homosexual person on the subject of homosexuality. And the reason that I say this, it is the prudery and the bigotry of the heterosexual person that causes a lot of these here terrible feelings of guilt to be built up in the heart of the true homosexual. And so that is all for now.